102.9.
It's 7:57. It's Easter time with the NSK and Shaquan on Namibia Town and Soul. Also, Jacob's Coffee Time. Rima with the holiday. We also checked out Rush with the L'Amour, No Surprise. This is Namibia Town and Soul with the NSK and Shaquan. And we're asking, what are some suggestions that you are dying to share with your employer to make the working environment just a tad bit more conducive and productive? Let's check in with someone here that also asked for us to keep their identity, withhold their identity. Let's listen in.
And it's KJ one morning. Trust you guys well this Monday. Mm-hmm. One of the things employers can bring into is maybe number one, team building activities, you know, which will be helpful, I believe. Maybe number two, they can bring in mental awareness groups within the office, you know, just groups of people have an opportunity to speak about things. And then maybe also just introduce a system where they also bring in a social worker as well, someone professional. And then maybe also have more of a staff reward systems where if you've done well, you actually get rewarded for it. It will also help. And then obviously lastly, I believe every employee should have a green office. So you guys have a good day.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it. I'm sure the mental one probably spoke to you, Mona.
You like things. Yes. No. He did, because I know of a company where it's in Ventugvis, but it's a really big company. And what they have is they have office blocks, eh, that they actually don't use. So they have people renting some of those office blocks. And I know that there is a psychologist who rents there. So what it is they actually make use of her services, like the company pays for it.
Yeah.
And if you need to actually speak to someone, whatever it is, you can just go see her. The bill is on the company. And it's actually not a bad idea, because I actually know of an acquaintance of mine who actually got headhunted via LinkedIn, and she was hired as the head of wellness. But she's a life coach.
Yeah,
profession, basically. But yeah, she was, yeah, you know, the head of wellness, whatever it is. So she's stationed at that company. Like 8 to 5.
I am, typical self of myself will sit there and will wonder, will it even be worth it? Is it even worth my time?
What do you mean?
You know what I mean? Like, just in the sense of, okay, fine, let's say we have now a mentalist at work or a counselor or someone that is fantastic with industrial psychology at work to say, listen, come talk to us when you feel A, B, C, and D. Maybe get something off your chest. Okay, sure. Now, someone as practical as myself, okay, I get there and I say, listen, A, B, C, and D is bothering me. These are the issues that are on top of my mind, and this is driving me crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm losing my mind. I'm going to punch someone in the face right now. Okay, sharp.
Okay.
And then we talk about it. We express ourselves. We put it on the floor. Okay, sharp.
First things first.
Yeah.
Sorry to interject. Stop doing that.
Stop doing what?
Then we talk about it. Then we put it on the floor.
My
that
question
already
is
that you don't believe in it.
No, it's not about not believing in it. I want results.
Okay.
So if I talk to you about this,
yes,
is there going to be results after this?
How would you know without trying it?
I have not seen a single person,
yes,
that has come to me or that has put it out on in public and said, listen, this thing has worked. These are the results. Uh-huh. Please show me the results.
I have these conversations with you all the time.
Yeah. That's off air. We're talking on air now.
Oh,
we're talking on air now. Show me results. I'd like to see results. You know what I mean? And I'm sure that's also what employers sit there and say, okay, you want me to hire an extra person.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to cost me $20,000 per month.
Mm-hmm.
Overall, in a 12-month span, it's going to cost me this with benefits like this. Okay.
Yeah.
Why?
No, the results will be there. Listen, it's one of those things where if you believe in something and you're actually open to it, because it's a process. It's not like you go see a therapist for one session and then boom, there's just like all this, you know, epiphanies that you have and you feel so much better. After a session, but it's like a continuous thing. It's like something that you have to go to every time.
Okay.
I mean, it doesn't have to be every day, but like even maybe like twice a month, once a month or whatever it is. But you need to keep going back, because what happens is that whatever it is that is poured into you in that session, you obviously have to go share it with, you know, between all these different aspects or whatever it is. But then eventually you kind of run a little bit empty and you got to come back again. Okay, so you tried this actually worked, this didn't work. Let's see if you can try this and this and see if it actually work. It's like an experimental thing.
So maybe the other question is also, do we have the time to? Because deadlines, blah, blah. You want this email to be replied. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. I was just all over you.
Yeah. But then also, that's a really good point. But then also as an employer, it is important for you to also remember that in order for me to have people that are going to be productive, that are going to be happy and just enthusiastic and really perform at the best of their abilities, they need to be in the right sound mind, okay? So let me give you the tools by giving you a therapist or psychologist just, or whatever it is in this workspace.
So that NSK does not punch someone in the face.
Please. Because there is no way I can hold him back. Have you seen me and have you seen this man? Well, like, imagine me trying to stop you from something. He go and push me away and I'll just fly across the room. I'm like, I'm just trying to help you.
It's about a minute after 8. Let's get into Future Media News. This is a song for December. Whenever, wherever.